You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of John, chapter 10, verse 27 and 28. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I will give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. In Hebrews chapter 6, it is clearly written that it is possible to fall from the faith. It says that if those who have tasted of the Holy Ghost, of the power to come, of the salvation of the Lord, if they fall away, it is impossible to bring them back. But it concluded by saying that we have a good hope of you. That means that we don't expect you to be like that. But there is a possibility. Again, in Hebrews chapter 10, it's also stated that if people decide to continue to sin willfully, there is therefore no sacrifice for sin anymore, but a fearful looking forward to the wrath of God. In spite of these two scriptures, people still have this erroneous belief that once saved, they can live anyhow they like, they can do anything they like, they are still saved. And one of the scriptures they quote to justify that is the scriptures that I just read. But you see, they didn't pay attention to the words of Jesus. Let's go through the scripture again. Number one, it says, my sheep hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice. Somebody that is going into sin does not hear the voice of Christ. Somebody that knows that this is a sin and is still doing it does not hear the voice of Jesus. You can't go into fornication and adultery and you will not hear the Holy Ghost warning you, telling you not to go. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. So note the person that Jesus said will never perish. He said, my sheep hear my voice and I know them. Then he added, and they follow me. Jesus said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. Let him pick up his cross and follow me daily. So who is the person that follows Jesus? That's the person who has denied self, who has crucified the flesh, who has taken up his cross and is following Jesus step by step. That's the person that is living like Christ. He said, and I will give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. This is the person Jesus is talking about. So you can't come to this scripture and now say, I am saved. Even if I now continue to go and be living in sin, even if I know that this is sin and I'm doing it, it no longer matters. I am saved. Jesus said, I shall never perish. Ask yourself, do you fit into the category of the persons that Jesus is talking about here? Because this is the scripture they quote. And you know, people will not really pay attention to scriptures and read. They didn't see that Jesus said, they hear my voice and that they follow me. Not you that you unfollow him. Not you that you are living contrary to his will. Not you that you are willfully engaging in sin. And then you are still claiming that, oh, you will never perish. Let me be honest with you. You will perish. You better repent. Jesus came to save us and to save us unto the uttermost. He didn't come to save us so that we will perish. See, please understand this. What does it mean to be saved? The Bible says in Ephesians that we are saved by grace through faith. Saved from what? So, Matthew chapter 1, I think verse 20, he says, you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. Now, let's go back to that Ephesians. He says, we are saved by grace through faith. So, it means that if we combine the two scriptures, what he's saying is this. We are saved from sin. We are saved from the power of sin. By faith, by grace, through faith in Jesus Christ. So you can't lay claim to be saved if you are not delivered from sin. Every gospel that is trying to tell you that you can continue to sin and it is well with you, it is a lie. If we can continue to sin and be saved, why did Jesus come to save us? Why then the need for Jesus? God could easily just bring all of us to glory, since with or without sin, we are saved. Don't be deceived. He came to save us from sin. Why will you not desire to be delivered from sin? Why will you not live the life that Jesus came to give us? That is eternal life. You think eternal life is immorality? Do you think eternal life is a life of sin? No, it is not. The eternal life is the life of God. He came to save us, and that is the good news, that we can be delivered from the power of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.